We continue on with our Perry LeCompton locker room chat here tonight on KNZA. Brandon Tabman now joined by the Cause boys basketball coach. That is Matt Simmons. It is brought to you by First State Bank and Heinen Repair. The regular season done for Perry LeCompton, getting set now for the sub-state tournament, which starts early next week, and we'll dive into that momentarily. But, Coach, certainly kind of a back-break, heart-breaking type of loss, again, to kind of end things on Tuesday night. Holton hits a buzzer beater to win it on your home floor, 43-41, and, you know, you take it on the chin and you move on. You certainly have to do so now with sub-state eyeing next week. But just take us back to Tuesday, kind of the ebbs and flows of that game, and ultimately what led to Holton hitting that final shot down the stretch.
Yeah, well, they played really well. They hit 9 threes in the game, with the last one being the walk-off. We had a hard time getting to the free throw line, and we were still in it, and we made a big play at the end with a layup to put us up one with what was 3 seconds left, and the officials put another second on the clock, and we knew 4 seconds is a lot of time. And, you know, credit to Holton. They drew something up and got it where they wanted it to go. And the kid rose up and hit a monstrous shot to walk it off and win it. And that's one of those where, you know, you can beat yourself up on it all day long, but at the end of the day, you know, a kid steps up and makes a big play like that. You just got to tip your cap and move on. We were in the bonus, so we couldn't foul, and we just had to, you know, kind of put our hands up and try not to foul and make it tough on him and give him credit. He hit a big shot, and now we, like you said, we move on to sub-state.
Well, we'll get to that in just a moment, but I want to talk about just kind of the regular season as a whole. Last year, you win 19 games, you make it to the state tournament, ultimately losing in that first round to Southeast to Saline, obviously a very good team there, but the talent that you lost from last year, you know, some of the inexperience that kind of had to step in, this year, you know, a few players, obviously key roles, did have some minutes last year, but it was certainly a different team here this year compared to last year. You know, the Big Seven, always solid. That's never going to change. But 13-win season, you know, a 10-win season in the Big Seven. How would you assess and kind of grade out this season considering how things were a year ago?
Yeah, I think coaches can be pretty pessimistic sometimes and just think of all the games that could have went our way instead of just being optimistic and grateful for what happened. And that's what I've been really trying to do, especially after the tough loss last night, is just be grateful that we, you know, this group stepped up this year and proved a lot of people wrong. I don't know where it was, but I saw somewhere we were picked pretty low in the Big Seven by other coaches. And that's understandable because we lost, you know, 7 seniors and 4 starters and 2 all-state basketball players. And, you know, we didn't know exactly what to expect with this group other than we'd play hard. And, you know, playing hard took us to 13 big wins this year. And, you know, to end the year 13-7 and be number 2 in our sub-state, you know, if you'd have told some people before the year that was the case, I don't know how many people would have believed you. So I'm really proud of this group. I'm really, really excited to see our future here. We're building some good stuff here at Perry.
Well, now we get set, as you mentioned, for this sub-state. Royal Valley is the host, and that's who you get on Monday night, 7 o'clock. You guys will host that game. That is the 2-7 matchup, as you mentioned. You did land that 2 seed to Beth of the Big 7 League champs, the number 1 seed. So very familiar, of course, with a lot of these teams in the Big 7. Hiawatha, Jeff West, another first-round matchup, and then you guys are on the side of the 3-6. That's Bishop Ward and Topeka Hayden. Not really looking ahead at all, but obviously a Royal Valley team you're familiar with. You saw them a couple of weeks ago. You won that game. But when you get to this point, you wipe the records. Everything just kind of goes away, and it's one game at a time. And just kind of the expectations and keys and what's it going to take to move on Monday night.
Well, you're exactly right. It's, you know, the records are clean, and one game, anything can happen. I mean, you've seen that so many times in basketball, and March Madness is kind of a real thing. You've seen a 1 lose to a 16 in college, and it happens every year in high school too, where you'll look around the state and just say, holy cow, how did they lose? Or, you know, how did that team go in there and win? And it's because winning's really hard. And, you know, the kids step up in big moments, and we absolutely respect Royal Valley, respect Coach Brown, understand that they're playing well right now. They just went and beat Hiawatha the other night, who, you know, we beat by 2 and had to get a big stop at the end. So we went and lost at Riverside, you know, on Friday, and just lost to Holton on Tuesday. And so we've got some things to fix, and we got to understand just because we're the 2 seed doesn't mean you automatically move on. by any means. And, you know, we're going to, you know, kind of practice that way and prepare that way and not look too far ahead at all. It's got to be one game at a time, and it starts with a Big Seven opponent, and we know how that can go either way. So we just got to, as coaches, make sure our boys are ready and focused and excited to play a winner-go-home game.
There it is. Great stuff as always. Perry LeCompton, boys basketball coach Matt Simmons, brought to you by First State Bank, Heinen Repair, Cause, and Panthers, Monday night at Perry LeCompton, 7 o'clock, 2-7 matchup in the Royal Valley Class 3A Substate. When you move on, lose, your season is done. Simple as that. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Monday night, and we'll talk to you one final time next week.
Thanks, Brandon.